All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report, and we've done a river report today. You're going to hear that at different times, but because rivers are coming back into play. But I've got Leif here, and we need to continue on with our reports on lakes. Hey, Leif.
How's it going, Deb?
It's going great. And so I'm presuming that you've been to a few lakes since I saw you last.
Oh, man.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. You know, as I've been saying, it's kind of like the year of the holdover. You know, I really don't know of a lake that's had a been heavily hit by winter kill this year. And, you know, just everything's been fishing so good. I've been trying to be disciplined enough to just get around and check everything out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the last week, I have found myself back at Little Twin a couple times. I've slid my drift boat into there with a couple different friends. And, man, we've had a few different sessions with some really powerful, really fun fish there at Little Twin. Mostly been about the San Juan worm, red chronomid, and damsel nymphs there.
Well, it seemed like that kind of a winter, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For human beings, it just didn't seem that tough, and I guess the lakes are kind of proving that out.
Yeah, you know, I thought since it you know, we had that really cold spell in the beginning without snow, and it froze everything over right away, but maybe the light was filtering through and we didn't have a plant die off until much later. Some sort of thing happened there in our favor, but I've heard, you know, just all the way around. I just heard one on the other side there, Hess Lake. I'm trying to remember in my rusty computer brain there. I believe that's the one up by Conconelli at the top of Johnson Creek. I think I planted that when I worked for WDFW, and it's just a neat little lake, just deep enough and with enough food to produce some really nice fish. But over here, you know, the top lakes for me have definitely been Little Twin, Campbell, and up there on top of the lake, Buzzard. I'd say that's number one for size, and I'd say Little Twin right there in second place as far as size, but maybe tied with the fight those fish are putting on.
Well, that's neat. I got a call the other day from one of our listeners who kind of, on your advice or hearing from one of our other reports, went up to Black Pine the other morning, was there a little bit before sunrise, and did get a fish for dinner, but spent a beautiful morning there with the birds and the sun coming up. Just a great time to be out.
Yeah, it is just Shangri-La up there, man. You know, it's such a beautiful lake. They've done a really great job on fixing those campsites up.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that view of Hoodoo and Raven's Ridge. I mean, that's my home drainage right there. That was one of the first peaks I ever climbed. That Libby Lake there feeds Libby Creek, where I grew up. And just, I love that area. Mission Ponds up there is one we don't really mention often. It's a great little pond up there, a little off the beaten path, but you'll find it on your Green Trails map a little bit to the east of Black Pine Lake. But, you know, I would just say enjoy this time out there on the lakes. It's going to last, you know, for another 2 to 3 weeks, and it's going to start to get warm enough there where it's going to switch back to those fishing hours you usually think of early morning and late in the evening. But, you know, just enjoy it while it lasts, definitely.
And I guess, like you said when we started this, it's kind of the year of the holdover. There's going to be, for that reason, some kind of unique opportunities present themselves. But since we're not long on this report, maybe I could get a little ichthyodork information on you about winter kill. What is it that goes on in a winter, maybe in kind of a descending order? The first thing, if the fish are going to die off over the winter, which frequently happens, what is it that gets them? I mean, the lake's freezing over. Like you said, plants can die. What is it that affects the fish population first?
Well, you know, number one would be, does that lake have above or below ground flow? There's a lot of these lakes around here. You know, some people would think because it's shallow, it might winter kill. But I know of a few lakes around here that their mean depth, their average depth, is maybe 8 feet deep. But because they have an artesian flow, a spring going through there, maybe 200 to 300 gallons a minute year round, those lakes won't winter kill. So flow is definitely key. But another thing is definitely the vegetation. Yeah, and so the earlier in the year that lake freezes over and the light shuts off to the plants that are growing underneath there, the more likely that you're going to have a large die-off in the plants, and that's going to consume a lot of the oxygen, and it's going to release a lot of the gases that aren't beneficial to those fish. And we've gone in and done O2 studies of these lakes in the middle of the winter, and you'll see just a dramatic crash right around, you know, January, February. That seems to be when they're going to make it, or they're not. And like you're pointing out, this winter just seemed to have been a milder one. I don't know if maybe the plants stayed alive you know, a little longer under there without the snow on the surface of that ice. I'm sure plenty of light was getting through there.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to pretty much be the theme all the way around.
Well, it's going to make for some really fun fishing this year, and well, we'll just keep reporting on it.
Yeah, because they're going to be good again in the fall. I mean, don't get me wrong here. Yeah. We're just going to switch gears in the summer here for a little while, early and late in the lakes, anytime you want on the river.
Yeah.
And in the fall, it's going to be really fun. You can keep track of that at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Just read our blog. MetHow Fishing Adventures can get you out on the water having fun. Just hit us up at the contact page if you want to book a trip. But until then, everybody, apply the sunblock or wear the raincoat, whatever the given day demands, and get your fish on.